The main character in Ivan Doig's novel Dancing at the Rascal Fair is Angus MacCaskill, a spouter of Scottish verse, a man of strong passion, gentleness, and intelligence. With his friend Rob, Angus vomits his way across the thunderous Atlantic in an ocean liner full of immigrants. The two young men step foot in America as all immigrants did, seeking opportunity. Opportunity that is sharpened by a willingness to work hard. After a long train ride and during an even more arduous wagon ride, Angus MacCaskill sees Montana's two medicine country, his new home, for the first time. Its majesty and shocking beauty leave him in awe.
I so wish Rob and I right then had performed what we ought to. Politely request the wagon master to close his eyes and cover his ears, step off the wagon together, face ourselves to this two medicine country, and then leap high and click our heels in the air, loud enough to be heard in Scotland. For every soul that has ever followed a notion bigger than itself, we ought to have performed that. To send our echo into the canyons of time, here is Montana, here is America, here is all yet to come.
Angus's enthusiasm for this place is tempered by the power of the weather. For the characters in Dancing at the Rascal Fair, as well as Ivan Doig's Scottish father and grandparents who homesteaded where the book takes place, the weather can be vindictive.
When I was growing up here in Montana, I felt the weather and land was a huge living presence around us, because our livelihood always depended from year to year on how those beings, land and weather, behaved toward us. And every so often they would wipe us out financially, and my grandmother would bow their backs and go back to work at it the next year. But they seemed to me immense influences in life. And in fiction, I'm trying to make my characters follow historical laws of gravity. And so I've deliberately put the MacCaskills up against the big Montana land and the big Montana weathers.
Angus MacCaskill, the first-person narrator, tries throughout the book to come to terms with this haunting land and unpredictable weather. He also tries to come to terms with an unquenchable, unattainable love. His love for a woman who is not his wife grows instead of diminishes with time. Author Ivan Doig says he did that deliberately.
I wanted to make the point that the people back there in our pasts, in our history, also had complicated lives, that they too loved and lost and tried to regain, that Angus has to handle not only the land and the life of a homesteader, but he has to try handle his own emotional storms. And I think that, too, is part of our heritage, part of our past, that those people were flesh-and-blood people. They simply weren't sepia tin types.
One way these people in the past who inhabit Ivan Doig's Dancing at the Rascal Fair differ from the people who populate Montana's prairie ranches today is in language. The MacCaskills and their neighbors are from Scotland and proud of it. Angus recites that preeminent Scot poet Robert Burns at every occasion, and he does it with an accent as thick as yellow butter. Doig made 3 trips to Scotland to research the Scottish brogue and humor that lay so richly through his book.
As we sat at the campfire and sipped our whiskey, even Herbert's voice sounded better when he asked intently, "How's the calico situation in Helena these days?" I had a moment of wondering what was so vital to him about that specific item of dry goods. Then it dawned on me what he meant, women. And from there, it took no acrobatics of logic to figure out what sort of women. From Herbert, the wagon master, the rest of that evening, we heard of the calico situation at the Canadian forts he freighted to. Bad. The calico situation in New Orleans, where he'd been posted as a soldier in the Union Army. Astounding. The calico situation at Butte, as compared with anywhere else in Montana, 1,000 times better. The calico situation among the Mormons, the Chinese, the Blackfeet, the Nez Perce, and the Sioux.
Besides the humor and Scottish brogue, the unrequited love and hellishness of the weather, Dancing at the Rascal Fair is also a celebration of Ivan Doig's Scottish heritage. The sturdy red-haired author seems so often to take on the characteristics of people in his own novels, such as the narrator in English Creek, the second in the trilogy about the McCaskill family. Doig's first book, This House of Sky, tells of his Montana childhood spent raising sheep with his affectionate but troubled father and tempestuous, determined grandmother. For all the love and adoration of his home state, Doig no longer lives here. He calls himself an economic casualty of Montana. Besides, he doesn't really like wind and snow. He left here as a young man, worked as a journalist in the Midwest, got his Ph.D. in history, then moved once and for all to Seattle, where he lives with his wife, Carol, and writes each morning in the study attached to his home. He's working now on the third book in the McCaskill family trilogy, a story like the others of Scottish folk in Montana coming to terms with the land and each other.
I wanted these books to carry this sense of Montanans, maybe Westerners in general, laughing in the face of everything they're up against, and a lot of it with a kind of ironic humor, which I think the Scots have developed, laughing at themselves living in that land of rock under and cloud over them.
Ivan Doig, author of Dancing at the Rascal Fair, will be signing books from now till 7 at Fact and Fiction in downtown Missoula. Tomorrow he signs books at the University Bookstore from 2:30 till 4:30, then heads across campus to Freddy's Feed and Read till 5:30. For Montana Evening Edition, I'm Jill Hoyt.